The rape trial of Kevin Olsen enters its second week today, and we should learn if Olsen himself will testify in this high-profile case. Olsen is a former UNC Charlotte quarterback charged with 3 counts of second-degree rape and 1 count of sexual offense of his then-girlfriend in February of 2017. Closing arguments are expected this week. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke to retired Mecklenburg County Superior Court Judge Richard Boner about running high-profile trials and what's different when they involve sexual assault charges. Boner served 27 years on the bench before retiring as the senior resident Superior Court Judge in 2014. He says in his experience, the best closing arguments are no more than 20 minutes if lawyers want to keep the jury's attention.
You need to figure out what's important. You need to tell the jurors the salient points that you want to make, and then sit down.
Are lawyers thinking about how they are presenting themselves? Because that could influence the jury on something that's not about evidence, but about how they're presenting their demeanor.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be careful when you're questioning a witness not to make the jury angry at you. For example, in a sexual assault case, and you've got a female victim and you're the defense lawyer, you've got a job to do. You want to get your points across. You want to attack their credibility. You want to poke holes in the story. But at the same time, there's a line that you don't want to cross over, because if you got women on that jury, and it looks like you're attacking this person, not their story, but the person, it can backfire against you. So you got to walk a fine line.
Are there certain things with a sexual assault case that's being tried that you have to look out for that you may not have to in other cases?
The only thing that I can think of is in North Carolina we have what's called the Rape Shield Law that prohibits counsel from asking the victim about her prior sexual history. There are some exceptions where the witness can be questioned, but under that law, we have to have, if the lawyer wants to ask a question, we have to have a hearing out of the presence of the jury so that we can hear the question, determine if it's relevant, determine if it falls under one of the exceptions to the Shield statute, and then make a ruling, yes, you can ask it in the presence of the jury, or no, you can't. I never had a lawyer get close to violating that law. I know of one judge who did have that problem. The lawyer asked a question, knew, and was disciplined for it and was cited for contempt. That's the only difference that I can see, and that's because there is a statute that deals strictly with prior sexual history.
What about in a case like sexual assault when there's some really emotional witness testimony? For instance, Mr. Olsen's accuser, a friend of hers, was on the stand and was recounting seeing her after she came home and had bruises, and was telling her what happened. And the young woman actually got up and left the courtroom because it was just too much, and she broke out in tears. Mm-hmm. And she broke down a couple of times while she testified mm-hmm. as well. I mean, as a judge, how do you deal with emotion in the courtroom?
We just call a recess and let the witness compose themselves, and that happens. I've had it happen in other cases. I mean, not non-sexual cases, where a witness gets very emotional, they have difficulty talking, and we'll just call a brief recess, let them get themselves composed, and then when they've got everything together, and we start back up again.
If you were in Judge Edie Williams' shoes right now, given what's going on with Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh, are there any things that you would be instructing jurors to not think about?
One thing I always told jurors, particularly the last several years I was on the bench, was, folks, you will see TV programs. CSI Boston, CSI, I used to joke, I'd say, if I was in Gaston County, I'd say CSI LA, CSI New York, CSI Belmont, but what goes on television may or may not be realistic, and they may bear very little resemblance to what's happening in North Carolina courtroom. So don't let what you see on TV even enter into your decision in this case. And if I was Judge Williams, I'd probably say, ladies and gentlemen, don't let things that you see on the evening news, even if they're unrelated to this case, don't let them enter into your decision in this case. Because your decision in this case has to be based only on the evidence that's presented during this trial and the law, and not on something extraneous.
That's retired Superior Court Judge Richard Boner talking to WFAE's Sarah D'Elia. She will report on today's proceedings in the Kevin Olson rape trial during All Things Considered.